listening to?
To another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh no.
We are officially Pitbull today. And by Pitbull, I mean Mr. Worldwide.
Yes, we are.
That was worth the practice.
Oh my God, on Zoom, your laugh, when you laugh, it goes mute. So I don't think everyone appreciated that everyone actually laughed at that.
That's probably a good thing, because every time I listen back to this podcast and I hear my laugh, I give myself the ick. It's so embarrassing.
You don't have an English accent yet. What's going on?
I know.
What's wrong?
Well, I've got a question that I'm going to start off with about accent. If somebody's name is pronounced a certain way in a certain... So I'll use the example of, like, I've got an uncle, Grant, and because he's from South Australia, they pronounce it Grant, but say in New South Wales, you call
Grant.
Him Grant. But do you call him Grant out of respect for the fact that he is from South Australia? So would you say Grant?
Yeah, I'd say Grant.
Hi, I'm Grant. I'm not going to be like, hey, Grant.
Well, so the example here, one of the couples that, like, are from the cricket team, they've got a daughter called Lola. But because of their accent, it's Lola, like Lola with that. And so, and everyone calls her Lola. Like, even there's another girl over here that's Australian, but she's been here for a while. So she kind of has like a mini accent. But I'm like, should I be calling her Lola or should I say Lola?
Lola, because that's two different names.
Yeah, so Lola. But it feels so strange because I'm not used to, like, and I feel like I'm always like mimicking them and like being like, embarrassing because I'm like, Lola, like, am I?
Say it like that.
Okay, so I just need to practice my pronunciation.
I think that's it.
You know the show Charlie and Lola? Is it Lola or Lola? I've never thought about it.
Well, I think in Australia we would say Lola, like, you know the song, like, la, 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 Lola, which I think is like, everyone knows that song. Well, like, he's South African, the dad, and then she is British. So he says Lola as well because with the South African accent, but then she says Lola and then everyone says Lola. And then it was only when I heard the other Australian girl saying Lola, but she's got, and I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to have to say it really fast so that no one like judges me for how I'm saying the name.
I'd copy as well.
Okay. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, copy.
Okay, we can end this podcast now. I've got what
Thanks,
I need.
Thanks, guys. Great catch up. I'm so glad you're enjoying England. we should just say for people who may have not listened for a few weeks, Maddie Proud is officially in England and she's been there for just over a week now.
Yes.
And she's bought out of her brain and we've managed to do this podcast within 7 days, which is actually really impressive. Pat on the back, guys.
And I said that the girls are just going to be so sick of me because it's like 9:30 a.m. here. I have had my coffee. I've had my brekkie. Or is it 7:30 p.m. on like a Thursday for you guys? You're all probably exhausted. So if you hear a lot of my voice, I mean, it's no different to any other episode, but it's because I'm really highly alert and I've got nothing to do. I'm in full mat leave mode and got no commitments. Daniel's just left for his first game and so I'm a free woman.
Oh no. She's talking to the walls already.
Oh my God. She might start her own podcast.
If you guys get lots of Snapchats from me talking, it's because I've like been talking to myself for too long.
Can't wait.
Actually love it. So, Prady, I guess we should start. If people aren't following you on TikTok, as you're in your mumfluencer era, can you talk us through your flight and your business class adventures and how you're settling in? Because the people want to know.
Honestly, I feel sorry for anyone that follows me on TikTok at the moment because it's what I spend 90% of my time doing at the moment. It's like, oh, I'm going to make another TikTok video. And like, as Maddie Turner said, I'm in my transition zero. I'm just discovering all the little bells and whistles that come with TikTok. I'm like, oh my God, this is so fun. There's another one that's going to come today. Actually, I was just about to post one, so stay tuned.
You've done three and you've been there for 5 days.
I know, and I reckon I've done three in 3 years before moving over here. One of them got lots of views, so I've now got a bit of confidence. And so I was like, Daniel keeps saying, if you start making money off of it, then you can keep going. So I'm pushing.
I saw a few of yours and you had like a lot of likes and I was like, girl, proud of you.
Look at
this social engagement.
It was like 130,000 followers and I was like, how do so many people want to watch? But it's probably just me watching it 50,000 times.
What's the one or your other one?
No, the other one, the long, like, travel to...
I think you lost some people. I think you might have lost some people with the transition.
Don't worry, the transitions is not coming back. The next one's going to be a workout video, so if anyone wants to do a workout with me.
That's one way to say
it. Exactly. I was like, I'm in the gym, except there was a few people that kind of started walking in while I was filming. Anyway, that's irrelevant. What was the question? Oh, my flight. Yes.
Yeah.
Business class flight was elite. It was so good. I don't think I can ever go back because, well, yeah, so for context, as people on my TikTok have been asking, like, I was traveling at 32 weeks pregnant, I think it was, so which technically is still safe and within the, like, timelines that, like, the airlines allow, but they just say you've got, like, an increased risk of DVT and things like that. So hence being in business class, we just had to do it, got to move around. I had to have a letter from, like, a doctor, which I was saying I don't know if I'm, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know if I'm, like, flattered or, like, insulted that nobody asked me for my medical letter saying that I was pregnant. I'm like, is it a good thing that people were like, oh, like, I didn't even think to ask? Or is it like, oh, people think I normally look like this?
You wore, I don't know. Black.
I did. But then, like, mid-flight, I'm like, the belly's out. I'm rubbing the belly. I'm, like, doing everything I can to show, you know, show off stomach, but still nothing.
I didn't realise that was a thing they had to ask you, do they?
Well, I think you're just meant to have the certificate. I guess it's more so if something happens,
yeah,
they would be like, well, I had a medical clearance. I don't really know what, because, yeah, my midwife in Sydney had said to me, she was like, oh, I don't even think you would need it because I doubt anyone would ask you because it's quite like a touchy thing to go up to a woman and be like, hey, have you got your pregnancy certificate? Because she might be like, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's more just to cover yourself when it comes to, like, travel insurance and things like that. But
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, flight. Well, sorry.
Travel insurance. Can we rewind?
Oh, no. If you got scammed again, I don't think I can hear it.
No.
Okay.
This was, yeah, self-inflicted baby brain. Well, for starters, it was quite hard to find travel insurance because I only needed travel insurance for like a 24-hour window when I was traveling because it was more like if I happened to go into labor on the plane and yet that they had to, like, do an emergency landing or something, I think you can get, like, hit with all the costs of that. Or if I was in Singapore, which is where we stopped over, that's key to this story. Okay. If, like, something happened there and you had to go into their hospitals there. Anyway, a lot of the travel insurance companies, though, only cover you up to, like, 25 weeks or whatever. Anyway, long story short, found one that covered me up to the end. So I put in, like, you know, I think you had to have a minimum of 2 days. So just said that it was, like, for a space of 2 days because once I'm here, I'm, like, covered by their NHS. Anyway, it's like the classic, like, when you're doing travel insurance, like, where are you traveling to? So it's, like, the UK and then, like, you've got to put in where your stopover was. Mm-hmm. And so I've put in the UAE, like, the United Arab Emirates, thinking we're going through Dubai. I've done that for, like, my bank, notified my bank, everything like that. And then we're literally leaving on our way to the airport and Daniel, like, was doing his thing for his bank. And I was like, yep, make sure you do UK and don't forget UAE because that's where we're stopping over.
Oh,
and he's like,
God.
We're flying through Singapore. So, yeah, anyway, it ended up being resolved. I called the travel insurance company while we're at the airport and we just changed it to Singapore and it was fine. And alas, we didn't even need to use the travel insurance, but, yeah, there's Hurrah. Been a few little incidents with that.
Well, that's good news, I guess, but you're
correct.
An idiot.
Anyway, made it to London. I stopped over in Singapore, got to have, like, a shower, freshen up. That was great. And then the long flight was Singapore to London, which was great. It's still, like, long. Like, I even just looking back, I'm like, how did we ever do that, like, in economy? It just blows my mind because, like, even the fact that I could lie down and sleep and stuff. But, yeah, it was a slog. But then, yeah, got here. Everything has been – we landed at, like, 6 a.m. though, which was, like, good, but it meant, like, the first few days we were falling asleep at, like, 7:30, 8 o'clock and then waking up at, like, 5 a.m. But back into a better routine now. Have had, like, a midwife appointment over here, been to, like, the hospital, done all those sorts of things. So far, so good.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, she's nesting.
She's nesting. And I've been very lucky, actually. There's a fair few girls over here that are, like, partners of players or staff members or whatever that have either got, like, young kids or, like, one's on maternity leave. There's another girl from Adelaide that I know that lives over here. So I've been very lucky, like, had lots of coffee dates and things like that. And fun fact for everyone, I've actually just had a message from the Super League over here because there's a netball game. They're playing their first ever Super League game in Brighton this weekend. So I'm going to go to that.
Cool. So
it's like London Mavericks. I think it's their home game and they're playing over here. It's like the Birmingham, and there's a few, like, Aussie girls and stuff playing. So I'm going to go to that, which will be fun.
Are you going to end up on the comms over there?
Well, I did get a message from this lady from Sky Sports, but it was more about doing some like coaching and stuff.
Okay.
Because Taylor Glassey actually commentated one of the games that
I did
I
see
was
that the
watching the
other
other
day.
day. Yeah. I mean, my only thing would be like, obviously, I haven't even been asked, but I think it's hard because I don't really know many of the players here. I feel like it would be a fair bit of work to try and
Oh, true.
get to
Yeah.
know everyone. And like, I think if I had a bit more time or like if I was here another year or something like that, I'd definitely be keen to do it. But I think for now, I probably would need to do a bit of research. But I'm just happy to be a spectator. I'm excited to go and watch. I've got my netty fixed this weekend. I'm going to get up and watch the Swifts and watch all the SN games and then go and watch some English netty.
Look at you, she's fitting right in.
And I'm such a nip. I think I'm more of a netball nerd when I'm not playing. Like I'm more invested than when
Yeah.
I'm playing, which is
Well, it's like
not a good thing.
it takes some pressure off you, surely, because you're like probably in the Swift system and you have to wholeheartedly be in the Swift system, but now you can be like,
Correct.
what are everyone else up to?
Exactly. And it's like when you're in it, and like Turner would know exactly that. Like you're training, you have to watch PA of like what you're doing. Whereas now I can just like watch as a fan and like appreciate it from like a different angle, which is really nice.
And how's the we'll get into more netty later, but how's the new hood?
The
The hood.
new,
The
well,
new
like as in where I'm living.
yeah. Isn't that what the
Oh,
kids are saying?
sorry. I was like, wait,
Not old lingo.
you made me think I need to get a new hoodie. Actually, that's another thing that I've noticed over here is that they have really different names for like different things. Like a vest is not a vest. Like,
What is
yeah,
it?
they've got all these
The
weird,
singlet.
I can't even remember. It starts with a G. They call a singlet, yeah, they call like a singlet top if we were like a vest, and then like an actual puffer vest, they call it. It starts with like a G or something. It's a weird name. I've learned a lot of things in the UK as well. Sunday roasts are only a thing on Sundays here.
That blew my mind last year as well.
Is crazy.
I mean, like it's so obvious in the sense it's called a Sunday roast, but I remember it being like a Wednesday and being like, oh, we should go for a roast. And everyone's like, what? Like it's not Sunday. I was like, so I can still eat a roast? Apparently
Yeah.
not. I mean, I could
Well, you
cook
could
one.
eat yourself.
Correct. Correct. But no, it's really nice. It's like been really sunny actually. It's quite cold. Like apparently it's been miserable and it's like kind of coming out of winter here, but it's the sun's been out every day. Like we've been very lucky. And it's a classic, like whenever the sun's out here, it's like people are at the beach and it's like 10
Yeah.
degrees. And I actually saw a TikTok the other day that Kelly Singleton sent it to me that apparently Harry Styles was spotted in Brighton the other day.
Have
So
I not sent you any of those photos?
no, you didn't. You
Okay.
obviously forgot about me, but I got one from Kelly and I've been on the prowl, but I haven't spotted him yet. So
Okay.
Harry, if
I'll
you're
be
here and you're
doing
listening, come find me.
I'll send you a couple
Creep.
accounts.
For those that can't see the visuals, Turner was pretending to like creep through the jungle.
That's all I picture when you said you're prowling.
That's
Prowling Brighton. Oh.
so funny. Well, we're glad you're settling in. We miss you already, but it sounds like you're living the life, to be honest.
I mean, it's been a week and I feel like I've done all the TikToking and watching of things and cafe dates that I can, but we'll check in another 3 weeks. But so far, so good.
Great
Great
feel like this
news.
weekend will be like a test of Reality how
Yes. Yes, the weekend. I think that's why I'm lucky that, yeah, I'm going into London on Saturday to see Kelly. So that's like a full day of that. And then the Sunday is the netball. So I'm like, I feel like I've got
And
enough kind of, yeah, exactly. And then, God, girl's got to rest.
then she'll sleep for 12 hours
Need my
and she'll harass Daniel to do something and he won't want to do anything.
That is the bit that I need to get better at is that like he'll go off to training or whatever and then he'll come home and be like, so what are we doing? But like I've been sitting at home the whole day, he's been training and I'm like, I
Yeah.
need to, yeah, let him have some nesting time too.
Daniel, these TikToks are not going to make themselves.
But they will make us some money one day.
The real media, Maddie, please stand up.
I'm coming for you.
You can take that title.
Absolutely.
All
Never.
right, well, let's jump into a bit more netty chat, I reckon, while we're here. Turner, tension's coming to you. Fever, round one, Perth. Bit of an ask for round one to travel out to Perth, but somebody's got to do it.
I think it's good.
Gets it out of the way.
No, I feel like it's more like a bit of a gimmick, get to travel with the team, move a longer trip. It's good that the like you didn't play the previous week, so you like go in fresh. You know, I feel like there's lots of ups to it.
Look at you, brave
Positive about
fan.
it. Yeah.
Way to go, Turner.
Captain behavior.
Always. No, I think I feel like, and I like playing there. The crowd's always cool. It's a cool stadium.
A hectic vibe in there.
Yes. Yeah, I like it.
How do we
I
feel
just
about the
feel like
music there?
We actually play with music today at training because it's very much what they do. But like, whoever was in charge of our music, as in, I know who was in charge. Bloody Kenny, our physio at S&C, I think, were in charge. But all they played was like stuff from like baseball, like the dun dun dun
Oh,
dun
how
dun dun.
annoying.
Well, I'm not kidding you. We had an 80-minute session. I reckon it was 60 minutes of dun 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 dun.
Oh, that's torture.
I mix it
Oh.
up. Writing, going crazy.
Did you have a did you have a floating pig around as well to keep you guys?
We are deflated that. Deflated that one.
We actually like there was a thing back when I was still around Maddie Ibs. We did like a thing, a team thing where it was like, what do we know about the fever and like playing over there and stuff? And one of the things that we wrote on the board was Lindley Valley pork pig that
The pig.
floats around the little blimp.
I remember that blimp.
Iconic.
A
Oh,
real
terrific.
power move from the Fever right now would be like they've listened to this podcast and they're just playing that song on Sunday and really getting into
Psych. Oh, but
Have
yeah.
you guys seen the TikTok that the Fever did though about where the new media girl pretends that she
Oh
doesn't
my
know everyone's
God,
names?
that was great content. That was so
No.
funny. Oh my God.
I was dying, and she kept her cool like the whole time. And even like, I think I've seen Sue Gordy just put something up, and I don't know if it's like legit or not, but it's like a t-shirt and it's like a Dan Ryan t-shirt being like, my name's not Dave. So essentially, this new media girl was like doing these like TikTok like content videos, and she goes up to every player or whatever and goes like, so she goes to like Ruth Ariang, like, so Sunday, like, what do you think of the game this week? And she's like, oh, sorry, I'm so nervous. I forget everyone's names. And then she goes up to like Dan Ryan and like about five times calls him Dave. And like, anyway, it was, but like, it was more the fact that she was able to keep her cool
The
the entire time.
gutsy.
Even when the girl's like, seriously, because they're even like, you're taking the piss, like, and she's like, no, I'm just so nervous. Like, anyway, she does
It's
really
so,
well.
oh my God, I
she did
couldn't
it.
do that.
She did it separately with each person, so no one saw anyone else. It was so funny. The one with Katie, which like, so Shanice, and she's like, Shanice.
Gonna have to go and watch that now.
I feel like it's very much up your kind of thing.
Okay, I'll look it up. I could never do that. Like first impressions, I don't think I could do that. It took me weeks to even go down to a training session with you guys because I was so
So
nervous.
funny. Silly.
But anyway, we thought maybe this year because Prouty is kind of out of it and not in, I don't know how to say it, but like you're not actually technically part of the team, but you're allowed to tip this year on this podcast at least.
Not legally on this
No.
podcast,
I was trying not to say like it set you up the whole time and I buggered it up. But
No, it's perfect.
I thought we should do
It's
some round
spot
one,
on.
a little look at each game very quickly. Some predictions from you both and maybe a tip from Maddie Proud. Maybe Tony, you can sit there in silence when we're tipping, obviously.
Obviously.
And I think we should actually like we should score this. Like let's keep it a season-long thing. We're gonna tip and Maddie Ibbs and I, it's a competition.
And
I
we
reckon should we do like winner and margin?
Ooh,
I
for
could be scorekeeper
okay,
or
winner and
just
margin.
winner.
Nice.
I'll do. I've got a table. I'm ready to go.
Because if we both took the same winner, then whoever's closest in the margin wins.
Yeah,
Woo!
closest without going over.
Oh, without
Done.
going over.
Yeah, because like if it's
Ooh.
a 70, the score is 70 and I say 71 and Prouts is 69, you're going to have a tiebreaker there. So I reckon
That's
under
true. Hold
wins.
on. These are good rules. Rule setting.
Hold on. I think the winner should be in a signed Swift's dress.
Done. You can have it no matter what, because I've got one.
Okay.
Think maybe punishment for the loser.
Oh, punishment. That's rough on a new mum.
I'll be in enough pain by then. I'll be in a world of trauma.
I'll take a night with your baby so you can get some sleep.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
And you can go to work for me the next day.
Done. Only if I get to be a real police officer and arrest some people.
I'm a real police officer, so I can't see any issues with that. Okay.
Brownie, who has a real police officer, you would end up running the other way or dropping to the floor.
No, or pulling them out the window of the car like I did in the challenge in New
Yes,
Zealand.
not allowed.
Okay, so the game to kick us off for round one is Thunderbirds Vixens.
Ooh, grand final rematch.
Interesting.
In Adelaide.
Yep, I'm gonna go.
Do we
Wait.
have a team list yet?
No, not till Friday. Friday. Fun fact, Friday team lists come out. They used to be Thursday, but now everyone's doing Friday.
Oh, I thought it was Thursday too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna go Thunderbirds
Okay.
by four.
I am. Okay.
Way to get in early.
I am gonna have a crystal ball that there might be a few players missing. So I'm gonna go Vixens by two.
What do you know that I
Ooh.
don't know?
Well, I just know that like they have that replacement player for Imelda. I saw something about like Shamira was managing an injury. I'm like,
Oh,
you just don't know. So again, I'm a netball nerd at the moment. I'm really up to date with my current affairs
really are.
in netball. Yeah. I mean, again, if they both play, probably a different story, but I'm gonna take a punt and say, yeah, Vixens by two.
Well, I obviously didn't think
Crazy.
that through.
Well, it won't come down to
Scandalous.
tiebreaker for that one, so that's great.
All right, game two is the Mavs v Lightning.
Where is it?
It's in Melbourne, so the first team will be the home team.
It's not how it normally
So you
runs
guys
in
know how that works.
Australia.
I didn't think I'd have to explain that, but you both asked if in both rounds, both games where they were.
I was saying it for listeners. Gosh.
I'm gonna go the Mavs because they'll be inspired by Delta Goodrum.
Oh, so true. I'm so jealous of that.
Do you not know this,
Hang
Proudie?
on, what?
You not know this?
Halftime
Tell
entertainment.
me.
Was it halftime or was it opening the thing? They've got
Oh,
Delta.
get
Thanks to the.
absolutely. Oh my
Yeah.
God, this is iconic. I'm
Thanks to
still a
Lean
Mavs fan
Cuisine, I
now.
believe. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God. If she doesn't sing Innocent Eyes and Born to Try, she'll come out with all her new stuff. But you know what? It's Delta. I'm a
Is it
Delta till I
halftime,
die.
Maddie? Is it halftime?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was both. I just assumed it could be
I
both.
thought it was like the opening.
Well, whatever time that game's on out, I'm going to be getting up and for the pre-show to watch Delta. Oh, wow. First concert I ever went to, Delta Goodrum. So this is going to
Really?
bring back some great memories. Yep.
Can we rewind
Yeah.
Mavs by how many?
Mavs by eight.
I
No,
feel
I'm
like
just
this is the
looking at.
hardest game to tip on because I feel like these two teams are the most like inconsistent in the sense of like I feel like they're best. Both of these teams could beat anyone. But like even at Team Girls Cup, I feel like Mavs one day, like I think we'll talk about it turn like had like eight turnovers in one game and
Yeah.
then in another game had like 28 turnovers. So yeah, I feel like Mavs at their best would beat Lightning, but I'm gonna go with the Lightning. Just again, I just think I'm gonna go opposite to everything you say.
This is really hard without the
Lightning
team list.
by I know, Lightning by six. Again, yeah, like is a Courtney Bruce playing? Is everyone fit? But yeah, Lightning by six. I just think they've got a lot to prove the Lightning, and I feel like they're gonna come out with it.
Yeah, see,
It's also
I think Mav's the same thing. Sorry, Turner.
true.
No, you're fine. I was just gonna say it's also hard round one, like you don't know yet.
No, honestly,
You
no
just
idea.
don't know.
Speaking
And
of
like
no,
yes,
oh, sorry, go Turner.
yes, TGC, but like I feel like those games are
Weird,
weird.
yeah. And yeah, and speaking of weird games, Giants v Firebirds. No idea. Proudie, you can go first on
I
this
can
one.
start this one if you want. Yeah. I'm gonna go Firebirds by 12. Ooh.
Whoa, that's massive.
See, Firebirds are another one of those teams where like when Swifts played them in a practice game earlier in the year, like they were on fire. Like when they're good, on fire, pardon the pun. And I feel like if Molly, I always call them like Mary is on as in like on, not like on the court, I feel like they could be very, very good. And I just feel like Giants, like I'm sorry, they just haven't got enough for
Can
me
someone
this
remind me
season.
who Firebird's shooting circle will be?
Well, it'll be Molly Chollock, and then it will be
Not
either like
Molly.
Molly
Is
Mary! Mary Chollock! Michael, I said this
because it sounds like Molly Jovic?
though.
Is that why you?
Yes, I think it
Yeah,
is Molly
yeah.
Jovic, Molly Chollock, yeah, Chollock.
Okay.
Oh my God. Baby brain, baby brain, baby brain. Turner has lost it. And Emily, yeah, either
And Tipper?
Emily
Oh, no
Moore
way, she's
or
Firebirds.
Tipper.
Or is Tipper Firebirds
Yeah.
or is she Lightning? Lightning.
Firebirds. It's
Firebirds.
Firebirds, and that's who we're talking about.
Sorry. No, we're talking about Lightning. Oh, no, we're
Yeah.
talking about Firebirds. Oh, my God. Baby brain, baby brain.
It's late for them. It's late, and there's baby brain on this side, so excuse
Sorry. I
everything,
realized
guys.
I hadn't scrolled down properly, but yeah, it's Firebirds. Okay. I was also going to go Firebirds, but I'm just going to go a respectful eight.
Eight.
This game, that's a hard game.
Mm.
And last but not least, Fever Swifticles.
Oh, I don't like that nickname.
don't know where it came from. Tough. Yeah, I'm going to go Swifts. I'm actually confidently going to go Swifts, to be honest.
Thanks.
By four.
Yeah.
It's like there's a lot going on in the Fever camp
this
at the
is
moment.
That's true, actually. That's going to be a big influencer, is their team list. However, I think this is the grand final preview, in my opinion.
Yep.
I'm going to go Swifts by two.
Ooh, down to one.
I think this will be the closest game of the round.
With Sarah Clow shooting a super shot on the buzzer.
Did you just Sarah Clow?
Yeah.
Done.
Great.
Great prediction. I love it.
This is very hard without team list upon reflection. At least round one, because we don't know if anyone's like injured or whatever. So
seriously, why is so late?
I know, and I thought it'd be like if you play Saturday, you'd put it in Thursday. You feel?
Yeah, like the day before the game, and like people have already travelled and everything.
Yeah,
a lot of crazy sports, like other footy codes, do it like 2 days before. At least they do Tuesday team list.
Yeah, it used to be
Thursday. Yeah. I don't like it. All right, gang, we're going to take a little quick break and come back with some of your questions. And if you're wondering why I'm wrapping this up so fast, it's because our Zoom's about to run out. So,
and we don't pay for premium.
And we don't pay for premium, and Turner's eating chips. So we'll be right back, and you won't know anything different because I'm an editing queen. Bye. All right. Oh, that try got taken away. Okay, sorry, watching the footy on the side, dramas happening in the Raiders Sharks game in real time. So we've had a lot of fan questions and topics sent through in the last month or so. So we thought it was about time we got back to some of them. So I might kick it off. This one will involve a little bit of thinking, but just have some fun with it, ladies.
Okay.
From iGracie4. She says, if you had to sing or perform to a sold out stadium for a minimum of 30 minutes, what's your set list? Now, obviously, we're not going to time our set list. Well, I'm just going to say, how about we go with five songs each?
Okay.
All right. So everyone give me their opening number. this you can.
But are we, is this based on like songs that I know off by heart or songs that I just think are going
to
hit?
Yeah, just songs that you want to perform if you could perform them.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, and I'm saying you can genre bend here. You're an artist known for 10,000 different things. I mean, you can throw Hamilton in there.
Iconic.
You hadn't even thought of that yet. That wouldn't even cross into mind.
How does a bastard orphan son of a Scotsman
start? Oh, people who like don't know it, like that's an outrageous way to start the concert. And they're like, what did she just say? I'm going to start with some Shania that don't impress me much.
Oh, that's gonna get the crowd going.
Yeah, I know. Well, gets the people going. Yeah, so that's what I'm gonna open with. Turner, what are you gonna open with?
I feel like I've got one that's like front of mind because we've been having a bit of a jam sesh at home lately. And the only one that jams in our house, Sarah. So she played the piano the other day and like cello and stuff for us, and it was amazing. But we belted out "Take Me Home" by Jess Glynn.
Random.
That's the song, right?
That was in my Spotify Wrapped this year. It makes me think of Ali Miller every time.
So that was really great. Sarah on the piano, Sophie and I singing. I feel like that's just front of mind at the moment. So I'm going to go. Good times.
Cute. Okay. All right. Great opening number.
Well, mine's in a more intimate concert, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yours is like orchestra.
Mine's a candlelight concert.
I've changed my mind about 12 times since we started this, but I'm just thinking like more because I'm a bit of like a literal person. I'm starting the concert with a single spotlight on me going, hello, it's me, I'm the California one. Anyway, so Adele, hello, because it makes sense. Hello, welcome to the show.
Okay, I want you to finish with bye, bye, bye then.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, are you going to think of something for every song, for every part of the show?
Probably.
I like that. I like that. We probably have need some thought, and Maddie's like, single spotlight.
a cappella to begin.
Speaking of single spotlight, just on the spot, because I don't know if this would fall second, but I would like to perform a one-woman rendition of I Want It All from High School Musical 3.
Oh, that's hard.
I'm happy with that. Happy with that.
Yeah.
Because she wants it all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy with that.
Yeah. I am Ryan, I am Sharpay. I will give you both.
And are you doing the full like voice change, kind of costume change in between, or are you just...
Yes. Obviously I have to keep it simple because it's quite quick back and forth early days. So I'm going with a hat for Ryan and a tiara for Sharpay. Back and forth.
Smart.
Yeah.
I like that.
Love that.
Turner.
I'm just thinking of like what soundtracks and stuff. I really enjoy the Shrek soundtrack. Don't judge me because you know it's good.
Of course I do.
But I feel like again, I've got the cello in my head. You know, Sarah's really inspired me. So, a bit of Hallelujah. I told you, candlelight concert.
All right, jump scare. Hi guys, bit of a post edit input from me. This is going to sound like a real rude jump because I'm like cutting out a part where I waffle on about the Mandela effect because I couldn't figure out the name of it for like 10 minutes and I bore the girls with it. And you guys didn't need to be subjected to that. But basically I was talking about how Shrek 1, the version of Hallelujah, everyone thinks it's by Rufus Wainwright, but it's not. I think it's by a guy called John Cole. But anyway, see how boring that is? So I took that out and then cutting between Turner's song and Proud song made me sound really rude. So I just wanted to interject. Okay, I'm going to let you get back to the podcast now. Bye.
Well,
moving on, Proudie. Maybe we do like four songs.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to take a long time. I'm going to go, I need some One Direction in there. I think I'm going to go nice. One Direction Stockholm Syndrome. Just so everyone at the concert feels like they're in this like. Oh, no, Where Do Broken Hearts Go?
Oh.
I think I want to do that. Where do Broken Hearts Go?
That's love, 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 love. For my third song, I'm switching it up and I'm giving you a little bit of Akon Smack That.
That is iconic.
For obvious reasons.
Obvious, no explanation needed.
No, if you know me, you're going, oh, of course it is. But Turner, your third song, please.
Again, just sticking with my theme of a bit of like a slower like belter out, like, but now I'm like sitting the mood down again.
Yours is at the Opera House and it's like
I'm depressed at your concert.
Yeah. Mine has candles.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of vibe.
Yeah. Again, just a bit of a mellow one, a bit of Cherry Wine by Hozier. Like I want, his rendition, yeah.
Oh my god, you know, I'm kind of coming to your concert.
I'm so full now, like that.
Now I'm happy to be there.
Yeah.
Song again, three candles. For me, Broken Hearts. So I've then got a while everyone's a bit down with their broken hearts, go All Too Well 10-minute version Taylor Swift.
Yeah, nice.
10 minutes.
Okay. 10 minutes. Well, originally it was a 30-minute. Originally it was for 30-minute set, so that's covering a third of it. So we're good.
It's Turner going 10 minutes.
Turner's also not coming to my concert.
Okay, I have not thought this. Oh, okay. Second last song, I'm going to give you a little bit of Celine Dion. It's All Coming Back to Me Now. I enjoy the dramatic jump from Smack That too.
I'm getting whiplash at your concert, but I'm liking it.
I'm giving you drag. I'm giving you a show.
Now I want to play. Now I want to go something crazy.
Weird. If we're at the Opera House with candles and you're like throwing Get Low on us, that's gonna be wild.
Oh no, not that low. But I'm thinking like Scar.
Yeah, nice. Okay, still in vibe. Still in the.
I feel like it's not too. It's more upbeat. We're still in the mellow-ish, but like that'll get the crowd going again.
Yeah,
nice. And then everyone's like, encore. You know.
Yeah, nice. I like that.
Okay, I'm going just to show some vocal range, and again, five songs. But can go for a long amount of time, this concert. We've had the 10-minute version of Taylor Swift. We're now going into Bow Rap by Queen.
Oh. I've always thought of you as a bit of a Freddie Mercury.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm honoured.
I like that question, though.
Wait, is there one more song?
There's one more song. There is one more song.
Good. I thought it was four.
I've got my finale. Oh,
you're right.
Out.
I did say four, but okay, I'm going to do one more because I stopped.
I don't know who my finale is. I've got Scar. I'm on encore. What do I want?
If I had actual time, I would have really come up with something funny and creative, but I think I'm just going to throw out Hips Don't Lie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just for a bit of something to leave the people wanting more, but that's it. That's the end of the show. Yeah. Turner?
Well, again, I thought we were finishing with my fourth option.
sorry.
But I've come back for the encore. And first song that comes to mind, bit of like, I do love it on a bit of a game day as well. I love a bit of A Rich Girl by Daryl Hall and John Oates.
If you're a rich girl, I was thinking Gwen Stefani, Rich Girl.
You listen to Rich Girl pre-game?
Rich is like, you know.
That's cute.
But yeah, just for the oldies, I'm keeping everyone there. You know, they're not going to leave because they enjoy the encore song.
I enjoy your set list very much.
But I would have thought about it more
too. Proudy?
I'm finishing with Defying Gravity. However, it's the Rachel and Kurt version from Glee. God,
you've ruined it. Are you also doing a one woman show here?
Yeah, of course. No, I'm both.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, very different options we've got with.
We're versatile people. This is why we all work. We're different.
We want three of the same Maddies. That's
cool. Turner, what question do you have from the lovely listeners?
I'm going for hopefully a shorter one, but I'm sure it won't be short. I'm going with your Spice Girl name.
Okay, this came out of, like, so I actually had suggested this question weeks ago because I was talking to a friend and we were trying to, we're going through it a little bit and we said, and I said, are you feeling a little mental spice today? So I think mental spice / anxious spice feels apt for me. Or now medicated spice, whatever you want.
Mic drop.
Menti B instead of Mel B.
That's great, Turner. I didn't even hear. Well done. You're on the board.
Sorry. Sometimes I'm quick, sometimes I'm slow. You never know what you're going to get. I mean, it's
unpredictable spice.
Watch out. It's crazy.
Okay, I need spices from you two.
Like, for me, when I hear spice, I know it's Spice Girls, but I'm also, like, thinking of spices. So that's where my brain's gone. I'm thinking more like a bit of a cinny spice, like I'm a cinnamon.
as you are. She's
sweet, but she's got a bit of a kick. You know, Cinny Spice.
Oh, that's quite good.
Because people do say that's a thing, isn't it? Like, you're like, I'm a cinnamon roll.
Yeah. That's I'm a cinny.
The kids on TikTok say.
Come on, Mads.
All right, Maddie.
I'm Quirky Mads with Leadership Quality Spice.
Quirky Spice.
Do the listeners know that story? It was a media day and we all had descriptions of like how we were going to like pose the photos and like Turner's was kind of like sweet, but like cute. I don't know what it was, but mine was Quirky Mads. Yes, literally. I was Quirky Mads with leadership qualities. I'm like, how do I be quirky and be a leader in a photo? So we always use that as a joke, but maybe like Yapper Spice.
Why was I thinking Yapper for you? But I kind of loved Quirky Spice with leadership qualities.
Yeah, Quirky Spice. I'm going quirky.
Oh my God. So
Quirky, Menti, and Cinny. We sound more like the seven dwarfs. Perfect combinations.
Oh my God.
Oh, my face hurts. Okay, next question.
Okay, Kat. My question is mainly due to who wrote it in that I want to give him a shout out, and that is Mr. Nick Kelly, who is one of our favourites, one of our favourite listeners of the show.
Miss you.
I think we've sort of touched on this question before, but I thought we can maybe reinvent it a little. More just because of what his is. So he said, biggest irrational fears, mine is a fire alarm going off in the middle of a haircut. So I don't really understand why it's in the middle of the haircut. Is he worried that it means that the fire alarm's going to go off and he's only going to have half of his hair cut?
Yeah,
or is
probably.
It like he's nervous that there's lots of scissors around when the fire goes off? I don't know.
Well, first of all, Nicholas, all you do is like shave the sides. It's not that dramatic.
No, that's true. It's not like you're going peroxide blonde and you've got half your skunk in the end.
That is a good one though.
I can start if you want.
Yeah, go.
Mine, again, I don't know if we've spoken about this. Mine, because it's irrational, it's like very specific.
Mm.
Mine is being in open water with a dog.
What?
Have I not told this story?
Can you elaborate?
Sure, I've got a bit of a fear of dogs, just like dogs that I don't know. I'm not crossing a road to go and pat a dog.
I love that you've finally accepted this fear.
Welcome to the club.
Yes. I did try and be strong and say, no, like, and I say that it's not that I'm not a dog person. I do like my dog. I've got a dog, Leroy, back in Adelaide. Not my dog, my family dog. But anyway, I'm not a big dog person. Long story short, I was in the pool at this house that Ali Smith was house sitting. The people that owned the house had this little kind of like, what was it, maybe like a pug or like a boxer or something?
Puggle.
Puggle. So it was a little puggle. Anyway, barked like it was, barked a lot. And I'm in the pool and it's just barking, 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 barking. And then Maddie Turner pushes the dog into the water and the dog has an absolute freak out. Sorry, that's not animal abuse. The dog apparently does go in the pool, but she just gave it a little nudge, mainly to scare me because she knew what it would do. I have never screamed so much. I literally like scraped the side of my body trying to get out of the pool because the dog was trying to come at me to like obviously find safety. But it's the claws in the water. And you know, like when a dog's in water and it's like ferociously trying to like paddle because it's so sharp.
He's trying to stay afloat. And like, I always get the point that.
I know, but like in my mind, it's like it catastrophizes into like I'm in the middle of the ocean with like a bear. Like that's what my mind goes to.
Because anyway, notoriously, bears find themselves in the ocean.
But it's like, everything gets amplified. Like none of them, I'm not just in a tiny pool. I'm in the middle of the depth of the Atlantic. And it's not just a little puggle. It's a polar bear that's coming at me.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's a perfect irrational fear.
Yeah. Now I'm like,
Turner?
I feel like mine's based on like Final Destination because that movie's come out, so I feel like it's front of mind. Have you guys watched the old Final Destinations?
No. I don't even know what they're about.
Oh
my God. No. Media Maddie, not allowed. Actually, both of you, not allowed. I feel like you guys would catastrophize hard.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like mental spice over here.
And I know
Quirky Spice would be up this. For it.
No, it's like the stupid stuff. Like, you know, when you're driving along and you're behind a truck that's carrying cars or carrying, like, in the movie, it's like trees, but you know, the big trucks with the cars on them?
Mm. Oh, yes.
You think they're all going to fly up and hit you? Nope. Only me.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No. That's quite rational.
You've told me about this before, actually, Turner. I think I've been driving with you on, what, the M4, and you've been like, change lane. Get out of this lane. Yeah. Get out of this lane. Yeah. I'm like, change lane. It makes sense.
Yeah, movie, real bad. And then, like, there's other ones in it, like Solarium. They would get trapped in the Solarium and fry. So
even though, have you ever been in the Solarium before?
No, but, like, I'm not going to because of that. Like, it's also front of mind. Also, I always think about it on a roller coaster because a roller coaster crashes and, like, that's front of mind when I'm on a roller
coaster. Oh, roller coasters for me is, like, when they turn those corners, they're coming off. I'm like, how are those tiny little, like, wheels holding a roller coaster together?
Yeah, not for me.
So yeah, I feel like mine's based on the movie and it's also been coming up on my TikTok. So front of mine, sorry.
That's fair. No, that's fair. That's a fair one. I feel like we discussed this very early days, like obviously dinosaurs. Like the fear that science, like that, like I do believe that people are going to try and bring them back and I don't like that. because like they're trying everything, AI, robots, all this stuff. Why wouldn't someone be trying to like make a dinosaur again? I don't know. So that's
what about dragons? That's fair.
I don't think dragons were real though.
Whereas dinosaurs were real.
So and according to all the documentaries I watched, like House of Dragon, Game of Thrones, etc., you can make friends with dragons.
So true. All our books say that. All the books.
You don't
say
make
it.
Friends with dinosaurs.
And boyfriends come along with dragons. So very attractive shadow daddies. So we've all
bring on the dragons.
I have a little bit of fear. And again, it might be a bit more on the rational side, but I have a fear of like being in the wrong place at the wrong time for like a crime, and then like being taken away to be questioned, but like overdoing my like innocence, and they think I'm guilty because of how like innocent I'm trying to sound.
Should you be working where you're working?
I am a police officer, you're right, this is difficult for me. But let's hope I'm not involved in any crimes anytime soon.
I thought of another one and I feel like other people would also agree. I'm like scared of the freaking, you know when you put the, actually Maddie you would care, when you put the yogurt back in the fridge and then the next day it has all the water on top.
Oh yes,
it freaks me out, like that scares me.
Nah.
Like,
play on.
Nah. Like, there's a reason. Like, I'll spend more money buying individual Chobani packets to avoid the water.
That water is foul.
Do you mean on top of, like, the film of, like, our, like foil sort of thing?
No. Like, when you get a yogurt.
Oh, so, like, as in you've taken a few scoops out of it and then it becomes, like, yeah. Ah, drink that shit.
No. I'm buying individual, like, tubs or squeezy packets. Like, I'll spend triple the amount just to avoid the goober.
That's very funny. Just stir it around and she'll be fine.
Proudy, what was your question that you had from the people?
That was mine, the rest of beer.
Oh, sorry, we've already gone around once. Shit, sorry. I didn't think of my next one.
We've already gone around. Should we just do, do you reckon we just do one more?
Oh, I got asked a good question at like my Guzman's appearance.
Okay, let's round this off with this wonderful question from Guzman.
You're going on a Guzman's date, friend of mine, because I just ate it as well. Who are you taking? Like, you can take any celebrity, alive or dead, Guzman specifically.
Is it a romantic date?
And what's the relevance of Guzman's? Is it because, like, you're eating that particular food? I mean, I love Guzman's. I'm happy to talk about Guzman's all the time. But, like, is that going to impact who I choose?
Yeah, potentially.
But wait, is this romantic or is this, like, just someone in the world I could have dinner with?
Somewhere in the world you could have dinner with, but it's Guzman's. Does it change your answer? I don't know if it changes your answer.
No, it doesn't change my answer in terms of, like, I'm more focused on the fact that I get to have dinner with whoever I want. The fact that there's Guzman's there is just a bonus.
Oh, no, Guzman doesn't change my answer. If it's like just a dinner versus a date, that changes my answer. Who did you say, Turtle?
Well, because we had to try and make it relevant to Guzman, so that's why I was like, what would you guys have said? I was just interested.
Sorry, who was yours?
Well, I got stuck because the other two had really good answers, and I was like, I don't know. I can't think of anything. No, but I just went with Pedro Pascal because I just watched him die on Game of Thrones.
Vale.
Who did the other two pick and who were they?
Like, Tegan went with Gordon Ramsay.
Yep. That's a cute one for her, actually.
She wanted the chef vibes, and then she also kind of tailed off of being like, and he'd investigate the kitchen.
I thought she was going to say, and she also finds him attractive because we all know Tegan has a bit of a dad thing.
She does have a bit of a dad thing.
No, and then... Actually, Grace Wecky was there, and she was also like, what did she say? She was like, what about Proudy's dad?
Story time.
Tegan had a crush on my dad. Oh, to be fair, Tegan has a crush on everyone's dad.
Oh, I thought Grace was suddenly into your dad as well.
She's like very amused by Tegan's
with Tony.
Love interest. and then Grace took LeBron, I think, because he does Taco Tuesday or something on his...
Okay.
Someone like that. I can't remember. All right. And I was like, wow, you guys have really thought this through. And I just couldn't think. And then I went Game of Thrones because that's where we're at. Sorry, that was a bad question, but I was just wondering.
No, it's a good question. Go on, Proudy.
Well, mine was going to be like a Taylor Swift just because I want to pick her genius. But then I'm also...
like, how are you tying in Guzman's? Like, how are you tying
in? I'm saying, come and eat Mexican food with me. I still don't really get the relevance of the. Or I want to invite Justin Bieber so I can dig more into the Hailey Selena drama.
That was my other option.
Guys, have you seen him crashing out the last few days? What? He's crashing out.
He's just losing the plot. He's absolutely lost it. That's also why I want to have dinner with him. I just want to make sure he's okay. I just want to give him a hug.
Welfare check on the Biebs.
Seriously.
Maybe he's Menti.
Menti Spice.
Menti Spice is actual Bieber at the moment.
Oh, poor boy. All right, Ibs, who's yours?
I'm struggling to link it back to why we're at Guzman.
I know.
Okay, we're at Guzman because
I had to, and now I want to see you guys have to.
I'm getting okay. We're going to Guzman because I can't afford anything else, and it's pretty good it's great food with great prices. That's why we're at Guzman. Thank you so much.
Well, you sold me.
If I'm taking somebody in the world, they're dead. They're always going to be dead for these table things. You know, like dinner table, celebrity, blah, blah. I'm going to take Robin Williams.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Because it's Robin Williams. Like, I'd just laugh the whole time.
And I feel like he would enjoy the food too. He wouldn't be fussed. He'd be able to just get on with it.
And Robin can be deep and we'd talk about deep things, or we'd be really fun. If you need someone alive, I don't know, Attenborough.
Attenborough.
Not for long. Isn't that one predictions?
Not mine.
Is that your irrational? That's your irrational fear, isn't it? Him dying.
That's a very rational fear. Thank you so much.
Sorry. Completely right.
He's able to die.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for sending those wonderful questions. If it wasn't, midnight, we would keep going, but we need to wrap it up at some point. So we're going to call it a day here and come back with our gains, goals, and obstructions. Time for our gains, goals, and obstructions of the week, everybody. I just realized I didn't give you time to think, but are you guys all good to improv?
We can do it.
Okay, Turner's just nodding. Yeah. It's an audio format. Let's start with you, Turner. Let's get these obstructions out of the way.
Alrighty. My obstruction, just classic me. Again, proud. I feel like I'm glad you went here because this would have annoyed you. I'm just a bit clumsy and I fell over in the rain again.
I was going to say, this has happened Turner. Before.
Clumsy yes. Spice.
Clumsy Spice. Yeah. strikes again. Yeah, but that's okay. I'm fine. I bounced back. I was literally standing next to Sarah, stepped on a slippery floor and dropped. And then she was like, "Where'd you go?"
You literally just stepped.
Yeah, and my shoe was really slippery, so like I skated underneath me.
Oh my god.
Walking is hard.
What are we going
to do with you? Clumsy Spice is great, by the way. I like that we're now. This is part of the vocab now. If you're doing something,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, we assign you a spice.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
I like it.
Okay, Prouty, obstruction.
Just a few little teething things over here. They use washer dryers, like not a washing machine and a dryer. And obviously because it's not very warm over here, like you kind of need a dryer. But for the life of us, we couldn't figure it out in our place last year. Can't figure out in this place. Like you put it on the drying setting, nothing dries. So anyway, anyone's listening and we've like read the instructions, we've done all of those things, tried 100 different settings, and it still all just comes out damp. So trying to figure that out. So if anyone listening is an expert in the washer dryer industry, let me know how to get those clothes dry.
That's actually a good one. I have no help for you. Sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. Someone will come to the rescue.
For my obstruction, it kind of touches on what I said last time. The Tigers did exactly what I thought they were doing. They let me down on Sunday. We will never go 3 from 3 games winning. It's a bit torturous right now. So in the wars with them right now.
One game.
This Saturday is not going to look good for us. It's just
in the negative mindset.
It's Broncos in Brisbane.
Okay. Easy. That might be difficult.
So it's just the roller coaster of emotion. We got excited and now we're back down to size. But anyway.
Well, maybe they liked being the underdogs and they struggled last week because they were like, whoa, we're doing okay. What the hell? And they panicked.
They're not listening to Rich Girl prior to the game, and that's what they need to be incorporating into their gameplay. Okay, Turner, your gain, please.
My gain, it's a bit boring, but classic netball starting. Whee! Not boring, sorry. It's exciting. Woo, 6 months of preseason. Woo. We started 1st of October.
Crazy.
So just excited to actually play a netball game. A lot of us, like, I don't know, it's like, oh, what does it feel like again? What is it? Yeah, I don't know. It's been a hot minute. Yeah. So I feel like that's my game.
Proudy?
My game's like to come, I think. I'm excited for this weekend to head into London to see Kelly. I haven't seen her for a while. And yeah, I'm actually excited. I'm also like, my game is I'm excited to watch some Netty.
My gain is that my little brother is in his, like, my big sister is cool era, and he's starting to come to me
it's
for things.
Matthew Bradman, David.
Yeah, Matthew, Stephen, Mark, Bradman. He's in this real discovering new music era, and he's like, so what do you listen to? And then every day he'll be like, yeah, that song's good. Oh, yeah, that band's great. In the last couple of days, I've been telling him for months to get into Fleetwood, and today he goes to me, firstly, this should be my obstruction, he goes, I thought Fleetwood Mac was a guy, not a band. And I was like, vomiting, and then he's like, landslides a track.
I'm dagger
like,
to the heart.
Oh, sweet Jesus, what has this boy been listening to? So it's just funny that he's kind of getting into netball, getting into my music, and he texts me being like, I think I'm becoming you and I don't like it. And I said, hee hee hee.
I love that.
So yeah, that's just
that's
a bit of
really
fun for me
game.
It just makes me feel validated. Okay, 2 minutes left. Turn up your goal.
My goal. I'm just gonna go with just winning and yeah, having a fabulous time in Perth.
Love that.
And seeing my sister, that's also a game.
Oh, true.
Like Christmas, so.
My goal is just to get things a little more organized around here. I'm getting some baby things, getting some shelves delivered. Just yeah, start getting ready for a baby.
It's also
woo!
What's
your goal?
My goal, very quickly, is to get through this Tower of Dawn book in the Throne of Glass series because I didn't realize what it was about. And then I found out what it's about, and it's making me slow. And but I need to get to this last book.
The next one will be happiness for you.
I know, I need to get to this last book. Anyway, okay. Oh, we've got a minute to spare. I can take a breath. Proudy, how did you want to finish off today's podcast?
I think I've got to do it with an English accent, but perfect podcasts don't exist.
Was that an English accent?
That was, I feel like I couldn't quite get there. I took a quick two.